Today's shiur is on Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is the 15th of Shvat. It's written in the Mishnah that it's the Rosh Hashanah Le Ilanot of the trees. So, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, we have a minhag that we pick various fruits and we say brachas over the various fruits. A shevach, a praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, thanking him for the fruits, in which way that there'll be a bracha on those fruits for a year, and this is from the time of the harvesting, which starts out on Shavuot, the beginning of the harvest time, which is Chag HaBikurim, the beginning of the harvesting, which we bring our first fruits. So Tu Bishvat is, so to speak, the blossoming of the fruits. It's the in a certain sense, it's the beginning of the finalization of the year, like the middle of the year, so to speak, in which it's finalized on Shavuot. So there's a sefer called the Shem Mishmuel, who explains that the concept of Tu Bishvat, now let me explain a little bit before the concept of the Jewish months. There's 12 Jewish months. They're divided into 6 male months till Pesach and 6 female months from Pesach till Tishrei, not including Tishrei. Right, from Tishrei to Adar is 6 male months. Why are they male? Because the winter is considered male. Why is the winter considered male? Male always represents potency. Zachar, Zecha, memory, we always say this, represents potency. The rain that comes to in the winter period is the potency for the fruit, i.e. the sap comes into the fruit, says the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, that by Tu Bishvat, most of the sap comes into the fruit because Rov HaGeshamim, the majority of the rains have come by Tu Bishvat, generally speaking. So the majority of the sap in the fruit, in the tree, is already there. And the sap from the sap comes the fruit of the tree. So the potency of the fruit is already there by Tu Bishvat. That's why it's the beginning of the blossoming, so to speak, of the fruit. Ran says that all the potency of the year is that which is expressed in Tu Bishvat, i.e. the beginning of the coming out of the fruit. Now, Chazal tell us, Ki Adam hu eitz hasadeh. Man is like a tree. Yeah? The fruits of the tree which come out on Shavuot, and then we're judged on the fruits of the tree, on Shavuot we are judged on our actions of that year. That means on Tu Bishvat, which is the judgment of the tree, man is judged on his potency. Says the Shem Mishmuel, that if we look from Tishri till Tu Bishvat, it's 2/3 of the male months. So the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, he says, explains, Beit Shammai, whose Midas Hadin, goes with Aleph Tishri, because Aleph Tishri is Yom Hadin, Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment. So Aleph Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for the trees, according to Beit Shammai. On Sukkot, which is Yimei HaChesed, the time of Chesed, which is the concept of Beis Hillel. So therefore, 2/3 later, i.e. 4 months later, will be Tu Bishvat, which is 2/3. What is 2/3? 2/3 of the body is the lev, is the heart. That's why Tu Bishvat represents the lev of the, sort of speak, the 6 months. By the time we get to Shavuot, then all of what's supposed to come out in potency is come out, and the fruits are come out, and then man's judged on his whole year. That's what Shavuot represents. Okay? Now, according to this, the praise we're saying on the fruit of the year on Tu Bishvat is really the potency of what's coming out. By now, we'd have already established in our year our potency by Tu Bishvat. The rain, which represents man's koach, man's potency, has already been expressed in this year. And now the rest of the year is to bring that potency out into expression. So on Tu Bishvat is the time where we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for that ability, that potency that we have, i.e. the fruit that are coming out. So the fruit of the year will be good fruit, i.e. our expression, our mitzvahs, our Torah mitzvahs that will come out on Shavuot will be good and proper. Okay, that's the concept of Tu Bishvat. And therefore we have a minhag on Tu Bishvat to eat a lot of fruit and make brachas and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The laws of the brachas of Tu Bishvat, that means the Dinei Kedima. What brachas you make first. Okay? So now, I'm going to read you Shulchan Aruch. It's Siman Reish Yud Aleph. It's not such a big Siman. It's quite easy. Well, the idea. The main Dinei Kedima of the brachas are as follows. It's Chashivas, the importance. Now, there's different types of Chashivas, different types of importance of the brachas. There's importance from the bracha itself, i.e., the orders of the importance of a bracha is borei mnei mizonot. Then it goes borei pri hagefen, i.e., the bracha of like cake, stuff like that. Before that, obviously, is hamotzi. First hamotzi, then borei mnei mizonot. Then the concept of why a bracha is before another one is usually because it's more mevurar, it's more specific. When you praise someone, if you say thank you, that's a nice thing. But if you say thank you for a specific gift or specific thing that he did, it's a better thank you.
Yes.
So too, the bracha, which is more specific, is a better bracha.
Amen.
Now, according to that, it's not the Geffen and Mezonos are, Mezonos is less specific than Geffen. Geffen's only on wine. Mezonos is on any form of mazon, right? Anything which is the five species, right?
Yes.
So Geffen is lechora to be, in from that rule, should be before mezonos. But because mezonos, the five species, are more choshuv than wine, they're more important.
Yes.
Therefore, that bracha goes first. And obviously, hamotzi lechem min haaretz goes before everyone. So we got the order. Hamotzi, mezonos, Geffen. What comes after Geffen? Simple guess, Ha'etz, right? After Eitz comes Hadamah. And the last one will be Shakar. Very good. Next rule goes by the Chashivas, the importance of the min, of the fruit or the object that you're making a bracha on. Right? So now it goes, again, very simple. Mazon, the five species are first. After the five species, we have a pasuk. There's a pasuk, I'll explain the pasuk now in a second. The seven species that will praise the land of Israel. Because it says the pasuk. It says, Eretz, Chita, V'Seora. Eretz, says the land of Israel. Chita, wheat. Seora, barley. V'Geffen. Geffen means wine. V'Te'ena means fig. Rimon means pomegranate. Eretz, zeit shemen. Zeit shemen is olives. Udvash. Dvash means tamarim. The Gemara explains that we go by the first eretz. That means whatever's first in the first eretz has precedence of whatever's first of the second eretz. But whatever's first of the second eretz is before the second of the first eretz. So we go like this. Eretz number one is what? Chita v'Seora. Chita and Seora is part of the five species, so any five species is first, right? And obviously, Chita comes before Seora. Wheat comes before barley, right? Now, then we have, after that, we go to the second Eretz. The second Eretz we have, Zayit Shemen. So next comes olive oil. The olive oil comes before, or olives come before grapes. Geffen can be grapes. Or wine. But if it's wine and olive oil, what comes first?
Wine
because of the bracha. Because olive oil is eitz, wine is geffen. So that comes first because of the bracha. Then we go to the next one. After olives, what do we have? So eretz is the first of the second eretz. Now we have the second of the second eretz, which is dvash, which is tamarim. So tamarim come before te'enim. Tamarim is dates. Comes before te'enim, which is figs. Nowadays, it's very hard to find kosher figs that don't have bugs in it. All of these dried fruit, you have to check for bugs. Okay? So we're done now with Te'ena. After Te'ena, what comes? Rimon comes, then pomegranate, and then we're finished with the order of the seven species. Now, there's a Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam holds that everything which is chaviv, which is dear, you like it, it's tasty, you make a brach on that first, and it trumps everything. It trumps the seven species. So that means, according to the Rambam, if, say, I liked an apple more than I liked, say, grape, yeah? I would make, or an olive, I'd make a bracha on eight on the apple before I would make on the grape or the olive, correct?
What if I like
the difference is in the bracha, you always go with the bracha, simply speaking. If you have a bracha which is mezonos and a charcoal, and say you prefer a piece of chocolate to a piece of cake, you'd still make the cake first. According to the Rambam, even if the brachas aren't equal, you make what you like first. So you make a charcoal over your mezonos. Again, according to the Rambam, this is halacha base, you make whatever is dear to you. In other words, chaviv to you, which is the thing that you like, generally speaking. Like you like chocolate over cake, you make chocolate, the bracha of chocolate over mezonos. You make a charcoal over mezonos. Even though chocolate's a question of what bracha is, but meaning of the world is to make a charcoal on chocolate. It's very simple that if you make a charcoal, it doesn't cover the mezonos. You'd make a charcoal, you make a mezonos afterwards on the cake. The charcoal only parts you for the other things which are charcoal. Now, Shulchan Aruch, the first charcoal Shulchan Aruch is not like that. First we go with the order of the brachas, then the seven species, then that which is endeared to us. But there's a lot of poskim that say that you go with what you like first before the seven species. So,
well, what are seven species?
The seven species that were praised the land of Israel, i.e. wheat, and then then olives, then Geffen, then what's it called, grapes. That which wheat or barley is before any other species, it's only if it's mezonos, right? But if it's may, if it's just a piece of wheat, then because of the bracha is only hadama, right? Then you don't, it's not before the other species. The other species come before it, okay? Because it's hadama, so eights or whatever would come before. One special din about the brachas of the seven species, that even if you didn't have kavana to be poter your other species, there's a din of gorer. There's the Rashba says that mimele it's poter the other species, but it's best to have kavana when you make an eight, say on your olive or on your whatever, to be poter your other species that come afterwards. To relinquish the bracha from being said again on the other species. So, for example, you make a bracha boreper eight on your grape. You don't make an other eight on your apple or whatever else you eat. Okay, clear.
Yeah,
far. It's better to have intention. But if you don't have intention with the seven species, it still works.